844 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, last night, Galesburg District 205 School Board named their new head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and he is a former streak himself, as you heard Dr. Asplund mention earlier, an 03 grad of Galesburg High School, played some football at Western Illinois University as well, been an assistant at GHS with the program since 09, and now the new head coach, Derek Blackwell. Coach, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning, Galesburg. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations, and long time coming. I know. So when you first got into to the coaching side of things back in 09, after you'd finished up school, was the thought, were you wanting to be a head coach somewhere someday, or were you wanting to, you know, if it happened here, it happened here, but if not, you wanted to at least help out in your hometown?
I went to college and I minored in coaching, so I always wanted to be a head coach in my younger years, and then I got here, and when I started, I thought just being an assistant was fine. I was like, all right, the head role is a lot, and it's a lot on your plate, and I probably wasn't ready in the beginning. And over the years and seeing the head coaches come through and being through three different head coaches, I feel that I'm ready, and it's my time to shine now.
And you know, people may wonder what else you do, and I know you do get to see a lot of students. You're in the school every day working with in-school suspension.
Yeah, I work with the in-school suspension kids. I try to help them with their daily troubles and keep them from getting in trouble and continuing on the same path. I kind of like that. It's rewarding in the end. When I see kids after they graduate, like, we've probably had a lot of rough times in that room, but when we leave that room, they're like, hey, Mr. Blackwell, give me a high five, and it's really rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, you know, Chance, I know you've seen that some with athletics as well. And it kind of all relates in dealing with the kids, and whether it's in football or any other sport or academics or in life, you're wanting them to be successful.
Correct. All aspects of life, I go hard 100%, do everything with your all or don't do it all. That's my motto. So if you're going to do it all in.
So as a player, obviously you were a two-way player for the Streaks, and even a little bit at Western Illinois University. Now, you know, that's I think a lot of people don't realize that there are not very many people that, I don't care what level of college athletics, there's not very many people that go on and do that, and especially when you get to a level like you were at Western Illinois University, and it's something special. And the work that it takes, and I don't care if you're going, like you said, to Knox, Monmouth, Western, or a community college somewhere, or, you know, the upper echelons of Division I, that not too many people get a chance to do that. So you got to be really proud of your accomplishments in that case.
Yeah, definitely proud of that. We had a little something going on the offensive side of the ball, so I switched over to the defensive side of the ball where they needed help at Western. I was playing fullback 1 week, and then the next week I was starting on D-line, playing Illinois State the next week. It was pretty fun. I ended up going back to the offensive side of the ball. It was just kind of a situational thing, so it worked out that way.
Well, yeah, and we talked with Dr. Asplund about being adaptive and adapting to it. I mean, you were, and you know, the coaching staff knew that you were athletic enough. It's like it was a pretty easy transition for you, and you had played some defense in high school as well.
Yes, correct. That adapting is really easy. I mean, but from going to playing and coaching, I just translate those things, what I've learned and what I know, and try to give those back to the athletes that I have now.
You know, the Western Big Six Conference is interesting now because the size disparity in some of the schools, when you got Moline and Quincy with, you know, more than 2,000 students and a lot of guys that just play one way.
Yes.
And schools like Galesburg now and Geneseo, Sterling, obviously Alleman, that, you know, there was a time at this school, and Galesburg was a little bit bigger, but you still might have had a few of the better athletes, but not everybody played two ways. But it's to the point now, you have to have a lot of guys because you want to have your best players on the field. A lot of guys having to play both ways now.
Yeah, a lot of guys go both ways with just the numbers that we have. We're not as big as some of the other schools, but we have to find a way to compete, and that's what we're going to do. If it's one guy that needs to be on the field at all times, and he'll be on the field. We just have to find a way to compete with those guys, and that's what we're going to do.
Derek Blackwell is the new head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, named at the board meeting last night. I know you haven't had a whole lot of time to digest everything that's going on. So in a situation like this, of course, you'll have some summer camps and everything, and you get to see the kids and work with them, and won't be long till we're starting the regular football season, coming off a short one and at a weird time period. But so what, you know, is it an opportunity, or is it a time where you revamp, or just, you know, whatever the kids know right now, you kind of put maybe your stamp a little bit on it, and then maybe start making some changes, or what to, kind of what's the philosophy?
We'll see some changes in Silver Streak football. There'll be little changes, but I'd also like to keep some things to keep those kids playing fast. They just came out of a season. There's still kids that are in season wrestling and track and that are on the football team, and I wish them well and hope they do well there. And when they're done, I'll gladly take them. We have a light workload right now. We're trying to keep it light. The kids are showing up. It's really energetic. It's, like I said, it's a light workload, so it's not too much on them, not too much on their plate coming off of a basketball season, straight to football, straight to track, straight to wrestling. I mean, it's a lot on these kids' bodies right now, so I'm taking that into account too. So,
you talked about kind of playing fast, which is more obvious on the offensive side, the thing you do. But what about defensively? Is it trying to somehow speed the other team up, take them out of their game, or what?
I think we'll play defense a little more aggressively. We won't sit back and, you know, accept what they're doing. We'll kind of make them adapt to what we're doing, you know, try to be more aggressive on defense.
Yeah. Derek Blackwell, the new head football coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And, you know, one of the good things is, you know, sometimes you come in and the cupboard's bare, but you actually have a pretty good nucleus of kids coming back with some good experience. And that's a good way to start out.
Yeah, most definitely. I couldn't have been put in a better situation as far as kids. We have a core group of seniors that a lot of them have been playing since they're sophomores. They've been around. They're hungry. They've tasted a lot of losses, and they're tired of it. We're all tired of it, and we're working hard to get rid of that feeling.
You know, and as much as even you personally loved to play the game, and I know you did some spring stuff like in college at Western, but coming off a season, although it was a slightly shorter season, are injuries and, you know, just being banged up, is that kind of part of the thought process heading into summer and into, you know, not that long till you're going to be playing again in the fall?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said earlier, we have a light workload. I'm not trying to put too much on the kids, too heavy. I know they've been through three seasons in a shortened amount of time, in a condensed time, so I'm trying to keep it light on them, light on their bodies, but still keep them moving, you know. Get them up in the morning so they're not on Fortnite till 2 in the morning. Get off that game system.
Who would do
up.
That? Nobody
exactly.
would do that, would they?
Exactly.
Well, and then also you talk about, you know, guys going both ways, offense, defense, on football. You got a lot of multi-sport athletes as well, whether it's basketball, wrestling, track, football, what, you know, you got a lot of that as well.
Yeah, we talked earlier, our school's small, so our athletes, we need to be shared, like from baseball, basketball, football, wrestling, swimming, whatever they do, those quality athletes need to be shared, and we understand that. So when they just come out of the season, they got to take some time off to get readjusted, reacclimate, and all those things, and that's what we're trying to do now, trying to take it easy on them but still keep them moving.
Have you had a chance to meet? I know we just got named last night. Have you had a chance to meet and talk with some of the kids yet? Or?
Oh, yeah, we've had two workouts already. We started yesterday at 7 a.m., and we had one this morning at 7 a.m. We were done at 8:30, and I rushed over here to get to this interview.
Very good.
We started rolling, yeah.
I'm sorry I interrupted it, man.
No problem. Keep
them working,
yeah,
now, right?
No problem.
No, that's good, though. That's that you got them working already. And the other, I think the familiarity, obviously you're familiar with the kids. You've been around them. I guess it's also good that they're familiar with you as a coach and know what you expect of them.
Yes. They understand how I run the show and what's expected of them, and it's more of a standard. It's not an expectation. It's a standard. Like, that's what's going to happen. It has to happen. If we want to be winners, we have to prepare like winners, and it's a standard, and that's what I bring to the table. And they understand that, and they like it. It's a fun group of guys. They understand I like having fun, but when it's time to work, it's time to work.
One of the tough parts of the job, we were talking with Derek Blackwell. He was named last night as the new Galesburg High School head football coach, a former Streak himself, an 03 Galesburg High School graduate, and played at Western Illinois University as well. And this is not just with athletics, but staffing for teachers in the state of Illinois is tough. Staffing a staff for your football team, and we're talking all the way down to lower levels, junior high, that's not an easy thing. That's, you know, part of your task, try to get guys together for that, because, you know, there's some that have moved on that have other opportunities, and there's a part of the job that it's gonna take some work, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's been a lot on my plate thrown at me right away, and that's one of the things I've been working on. I've got a couple guys in mind. I'll speak to them this week, and we'll see where we go from there. I mean, I think I could fill the staff up here soon. I got a lot, like I said, a lot of guys in mind. They're willing to do it. They're waiting on the call, and I had them lined up prior to getting it, so I'd make sure I had all my ducks in a row. I just need to get in contact with these guys and make it happen.
Talk about the importance of that staffing, especially at the lower levels, because obviously, you know, the basics of your system, they're going to see and be learning at those levels, but also, and even going down to the JFL, learning fundamentals and things like that, because you want guys, by the time they get to you, those fundamentals should be second nature to them.
Correct. Lower level staffing is vital. It's so important. I want to make sure I got the right guys in the right place. And like I said, the guys that I have in mind, they've been around, they kind of been in the community. Couple guys, maybe JFL coaches. One of them, in particular, he's won 7 straight championships at JFL, so I know he has some sort of connection with these kids. If we can get him in line, and I don't know, we'd get things rolling with a couple of guys.
Well, won't be long till the new season starts. Even though the old season seemed to have just gotten over, it's just such a weird year last year. So, what was your takeaway with that? I mean, playing the games in the spring, it had to feel a little bit different on the sidelines.
Yeah, it was really weird. Every Friday night, it was the opposite effect, because usually on Friday nights the sun goes down, it's getting down quicker. So like the sun was down in the first game, like in the first quarter, and then by the time we got to the end of the season, the sun wasn't down until like the fourth quarter. So it was really weird playing like in the sun at a varsity game. So
kind of like one of those early season freshman and sophomore games in the fall.
Yeah, exactly. Like one of those. It was weird. That was something weird I noticed every Friday night. I'm like, the sun is still up. It's halftime.
Yeah, it was just such a strange season. Well, Derek, again, thank you for taking some time with us, and congratulations, and really look forward. I know we'll be hearing you a lot here on WGIL in the pre-games and post-games, and really looking forward to this upcoming season. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.